Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle here. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Before we get to the fun, we really want to thank our sponsors who make this show possible. First cab off the rank. They're not a cab company. It's SommersWasteSolutions.com. They are your one-stop shop. If you've got a big office block or you've got a tiny little shop and you want waste sorted out, go to SommersWasteSolutions.com. They'll save you money and make your company greener.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors also sponsoring us this month. They are fantastic. They will take a lot of the pressure out of the hard times that are, you know, involved in getting divorced. They want to make sure they find a really smooth solution for both you and your ex and your family.
GELaw.co.uk, Poseidon Safety Management, keeping Cornwall and Devon safer. They got patrol dogs. They've got people walking around who are locals and who are really, really nice. And they do a lot for their local community. At Poseidon Safe on Twitter and Poseidon Safety on the Facebook. Thank you so much to our sponsors. If you've got a small company or a big company and you want to join us, then please do send us an email to latenightalternative@gmail.com. Here endeth the message, here beginneth the show.
Hello.
Look at his lovely chair. Look at his lovely hair.
What a setup. That is a beauty.
And look at, this is one of the things, and I have to say this, James, that hat, I love it. It's got, you need one of those debobblers, though.
No, it's supposed to be like that.
Listen, it's a big thing. I can't.
Is it meant to be bobbly?
I've got one of those lint roller things. I could easily get rid of it, but now it's become a thing where if I think I get rid of the lint on my hat, that something's going to happen. I don't know. That's insane, I know.
No, this is great. This is great. Actors famously are...
Superstitious.
Superstitious. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you are genuinely superstitious?
I guess so, yeah. I've got two of these hats exactly the same. Two of them I've never worn. I've got three of them. Two of them I've never worn. I've only ever worn this one. They're the exact same hats from the exact same place. I needed them for something. I've only worn one. I could go to a little box there and grab a fresh one for you right now.
I believe you. I believe you have those hats. You don't have to do that for us.
So he's got two on the subs bench.
Yeah.
For reference.
But this is my bobbly one. And it sits on the... It hangs on my guitar, so it gets quite dusty.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about guitars. They love dust.
They don't, they? Don't they just? This is the hat I'm wearing. We're a very hat-friendly stream.
Mm.
I love hats. This is a bit out, bit squashed, but I love hats. I've got my...
He's got a really hideous one that's probably was alive at some point. Where's that?
Let me go and get some hats.
This is why we brought you here tonight, James, so you can show off his hats.
Thank you so much for inviting
Where's
me.
Where's
I don't know whether that's all right to wear that. That might be appropriation.
Oh, for God's sakes!
Well, just saying, mate, before someone else does.
I
get cancelled.
I took off the makeup, didn't I?
Oh, man.
I can't find the jungle hat. The jungle hat's around somewhere.
Uh-oh.
The actual I'm a celeb jungle hat is around somewhere. Out of the way, Lara. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm okay. It's strange old time to be alive, but it's all right. We're okay, aren't we? How are you guys?
I've had enough of it. The first couple of weeks of it, I thought it was the end of the world, mm-hmm. and I got into a terrible state, really depressed. And then I started enjoying it, and I got out of breath from just walking over there. That's terrible.
Well, it was an exciting time.
Well, you've got to stop walking. You've learnt your lesson now. Don't get out of the chair. What's the point?
Awful.
You just get out of breath.
I started enjoying it, really enjoying it, and working from home, but just the last 2 weeks, I've hit a wall, and I'm tired of it, and people scare me. I took my boys away, and we ended up in Brighton, and God, it was busy, and there were people without masks or shirts, mm-hmm. just all touching each other, and...
Blimey, what kind of place was that?
Oh, Laura's dropped... I'm looking after my kid's dog for a week. Jesus.
He's got someone to blame now.
Wow, that is awful. So we're okay.
Well, I've had a bit of a wobble today. I felt a little bit anxious all of a sudden. I don't know. And then my eldest has got her birthday party next week, week after next. And we've organised it, bearing in mind that people aren't supposed to be mixing, right? And I'm guessing, actually, I could have had a load of kids in the back, well, a few select kids in the back garden, socially distanced. But we're doing like an isolation birthday in itself.
Yeah.
I'm trying to organise it. It's possibly the saddest event I've ever had to organise. So... it's all weird, isn't it? And I said to him, I felt strange today and I felt anxious and I'm not quite sure what about. And then I went, oh, yeah, because the world is completely screwed at the moment. We're allowed to feel like this now and again. It'd be weird if we didn't.
I guess so. I think it's also it's a mutual feeling. It's very much in the public consciousness. So I guess it gets amplified to an extent because we all have that feeling bubbling under at the moment. That anxiousness, it's just, the problem is, the main problem is, at the moment, is just still not being able to plan a thing, which I find really weird, because I like to have structure and a schedule. I like to know what I'm doing and what time and when and who with. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the day after that. And it does make me feel, very stressed, very anxious. But, you know, it could be worse, I guess.
Are you doing we'll talk about the streaming in a minute, because you've been a big inspiration for me, right, in terms of committing to streaming and stuff. But have you got any other work at all? Because they are filming some bits and pieces and at the moment.
I'm suspicious, because I know for a fact that it is impossible to do my job and keep a distance from people, from other people in the workplace. I have to be physically moved sometimes. I have to have people touching my face and dressing me and stuff like that. Mm. I'm too irresponsible to be able to handle that sort of pressure. Hey, it's a very high pressure job.
You're a movie star. You need people to put your trousers on for you, goddammit.
But no, I've actually been talking. I haven't really been on a film set for almost 2 years now, or a TV set, and I've not been too excited about just offers that have come my way. And listen, I'm not going to expect Tom Cruise to come knocking on the door and asking me to be in the next Mission Impossible or whatever. But nothing's come along that's really I've found interesting. There's not really much on television or in films I personally find interesting at the moment. And you guys will back me up here. I really love this whole experience that's going on here. It seems really special and really fresh and really new. And the content that's being created, there's something exciting about it, and I want to be a part of it. And it's incredible to see you guys on here, because this is perfect, absolutely perfect for the two of you. I'm so pleased guys are doing this. And I really feel that, you know, because it was always, I can take an educated guess that there's a lot of the industries are very similar, and there's a lot of boxes you have to tick and a lot of people you have to answer to and have input from, even though you don't want to, even though maybe they said at the beginning, hey, you crack on with it and we'll let you, we'll let you do whatever you want to do.
Oh, you've met Denny Morris. Oh, okay, right, I see.
Well, actually, we were left pretty much alone, weren't we? And then it became very obvious we were out of favour.
The last 18 months was, they started squeezing
but
it.
But this is bliss because actually I report to him and he reports to me. And actually, if we want to do something, we can pretty much just do it. We don't have to put it through any kind of meetings or anything like that.
That's exactly what you two especially should be doing, because you're wonderful and you're great and this is where you should be, and all these people having fun with you. And it's great. And it feels... I don't want to get too cosmic or whatever, but it feels like there's some sort of full circle, me being on your Twitch channel now as a guest, because it was when I came on your show and met you guys for the first time when you were at Talk Radio, that it was the first time in my life that I just spoke like this and I was just myself, and I felt accepted. And that was when I started this whole journey of then making YouTube content and then moving on to Twitch and stuff like that. And it all came from that evening that I spent with you guys.
Thank you, man. I remember you saying that, you know, it was because you came and I was reminded, I forgot, you came and hung out for the whole 3 hours.
I loved it. You couldn't get rid of me.
It was wonderful. But you said that it was the first time it was you. You know, you weren't there to talk about, you know, the in-betweeners or any of that. You weren't there. You were just there to hang out, really, and have a chat.
It was great. I loved it. And listen, I don't mind talking about the in-betweeners, and I expect people to want me to talk to me about the in-betweeners, because that's, you know, I can't expect anything other. It was a big show, and I have a lot of... I'm very grateful for that show, and I love doing it. But it's also nice to sort of just be myself and have a little chat and not have to answer the same three questions forever. Where's Neil? Is Will's mum really fit in real life? And will there be another movie?
Another movie, yeah.
I can only, you know, answer those questions so many times.
James was present when I took my boys to see Dan TDM, the streamer.
Yeah.
And I hadn't told at Wembley Arena, and I hadn't told them that I'd managed to blag backstage passes.
So you had like special armbands, but you said they were just for the posh toilets.
I said, look, when it had finished, I said, look, here's the thing you don't know about celebrities, you know, I'm famous and stuff, is that wherever we go, we get given access to private toilets. So do you mind if we just go to the private toilets, right? And we ended up in this bar, and James was there, and I think Charlie Brooker was there, and a couple of other people, and we sat there, and the boy said, well, when are we going? And I said, I'll go a bit, I just want to speak to my friend James, I've not seen him for a bit. And then Dan TDM came out, my boys nearly burst into tears. It was magic, wasn't it?
It was absolutely incredible. I mean, we had the exact same experience, because my kids adored Dan TDM as well. And it was amazing. Like, it's... especially my youngest one. It's great to see him really passionate about something or a fan of someone.
Yeah.
Like I would have been, you know, with a pop star or something like that. And that's what these people are. That's what these people are now. They're punk rockers of today. They're doing what they want to do. They're making loads of money and driving Lamborghinis, and they're brilliant and great, and kids love them, and they're cool and they're trendy and they're everything that I'm not. And that's that. They're the sort of the punk rockers of today, I feel.
But by being the dads and the mums that took our kids to see and meet Dan for one evening, I was cool again.
Jeez,
I get glimpses of it. And one was when I jumped off that flipping thing in the jungle, and one was taking the boys to meet Dan TDM. And Dan walked out. His manager, whose name escapes me, said, ladies and gentlemen, please, it's Dan TDM. And he walked out, and my eldest looked at me and went, no. I went, Yes.
Oh my God, I can only imagine, because my daughters go nuts. They were in a stream once with Xylex Play, and they were like, she just spoke to me, she just spoke to me. And it took them about an hour to calm down. They were like, B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b. So being in the same room.
But this is the thing as well. I don't know about your kids, James, but mine don't watch TV unless I sit them down and say, right, here's a program I'd like us all to watch, or a movie.
Yeah.
They don't watch. It's all Ali A, it's Dan TDMs, it's Dennis, and it's these streamers. My ex-wife has a slight problem with it, because I don't think she quite understands that watching, you know, Slogo Man is the same as when I was a kid watching Grain Chill. It's the same kind of thing, and she, I don't think she quite understands that. But
then there are blokes that watch football, and I don't get that.
Yeah.
And it's an equal amount of skill. All right, it's different. It's in, you know, your brain rather than your feet. So much, but you know what I mean? To me, I don't get why people sit and watch the same game every weekend, but if it does something for you, that's got to be great.
People like stuff. People like things, and who are we to say otherwise? You know,
I love
what I mean?
Your stream. Completely.
Thanks,
mate.
Man.
I love it. Because you were doing it on YouTube for a while and getting a lot of views there. When did you make the leap over to Twitch?
It's probably been about a year and a half now that I've been on Twitch, and probably the end of last year that I was just like, I just have so much fun doing this, and I'm going to treat this now the way I feel it should be done. I feel like I've built something here, and we've got a great community, and I'm going to do Monday to Friday during the days every day and enjoy it. And it just makes me feel good, and it makes me really happy. And the support is incredible. And you'll know how it feels. Mm. And sometimes that support and just the kind words and just people going, do you know what? You're fine. You're all right. It's, without it being dramatic, literally life-saving sometimes. And I mean, you know, because what I was talking about earlier about, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be an actor, and specifically I wanted to work in comedy because I was watching people like you.
Thank you.
And imagine getting to a point in your life where you go, oh man, that doesn't excite me as much anymore, and it's quite sad. It feels like something, and I'm sure I'll find it again, and I'm sure I'll make a film, or I'll make a TV show that I'm passionate about. I mean, I was recently talking about maybe doing a film later this year, but I've got some just sort of anxiousness and stressed and things like that. I've been talking about it, and I was talking to the director a couple of days ago and stuff, and he was a nice guy and everything, but today I have this afternoon I have pulled the plug on it, and I said I didn't want to do it
because of the movie or because of the COVID.
A bit of because of the COVID. It was going to be shot abroad,
right,
and I was going to be away from my kids and stuff like that, and having to get on planes, and also I've lost a lot of confidence. Like I haven't got that confidence to feel like I can do a good job.
May I ask why you think that confidence has gone? Is it, you know, having maybe a couple of bad reviews in the press? Is it a couple of snarky comments on Twitter? Is there anything, or is it just happened?
I think it's just. I think there's something with 10 years, a decade being known in the public. I think there's something about 10 years, and that happened like last year or the year before, and it just became, I don't know, it was like a sort of final straw. It was like the Twitter stuff and the things like that. And the way I described it is that it's, you know, people go, just ignore it, just, you know, oh, get over it, whatever, do that. But it is just, and I'm not saying it's like you're having the crap kicked out of you every day. It is someone just, the way I described it, is someone just pecking your head like constantly.
Yeah. Relentless.
Whether you're out, whether you're in, these people can still get to you and they can still tell you. I've never asked anyone's opinion on me because I always assume the worst. So I don't, but I don't ask what you think of me. I don't want to know what you think of me. It's
but
fine.
They want to tell you. They want to tell you it while it's on telly.
It's bizarre. It's really strange. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to spend your time doing that.
I think it's down to them feeling powerless, and so they're trying. You know, of course, it never comes from a happy person. That, and they think they're punching up, but they don't realise that you're trying to make it just like everyone else is.
Yeah, I'm no different to anyone else, and it just got to a point where I just got a bit fed up with it, and we did this god awful reunion show thing, which really sent me loopy because I really felt. I saw
that really upset you, and you kind of disappeared for a bit. And I think I sent you a little text saying,
"Yeah,
if I can do anything," which of course I can't, because that's something you have to kind of go through. But yeah, I saw that really upset you.
Yeah, because I really care about the Inbetweeners. I'm really proud of that show, and it was everything that I wanted to do when I was growing up. It was naughty and subversive and funny and cheeky and you know. You can't watch it with your mum and dad and stuff like that. That was exactly what I wanted to do with my life. And I didn't enjoy that reunion thing. And also it was done in a really strange way where they just, for weeks and weeks, we were asking, what is this? What do you want from us? What we're going to turn up at this studio and what's going to happen? And nothing... I don't know whether they felt that maybe it was best to get natural reactions to stuff. But with me and the other four boys, our natural reaction is usually confusion anyway. So if you don't tell us what's going on, we are just going to sit there like a bunch of planks just going, I don't know what this is or what's going on. And I thought that this was going to be a little celebration of something that I did that people liked and that people enjoyed me doing and thought that I did a good job on. And maybe I'd get someone, you know, slap my back and say, oh, that was great when you did that. That was what I was all geared up for. I was like, oh yeah, I'll take a bit of that. That will help my fragile eggshell ego. And it just turned into Jimmy Carr just taking the piss out of me all night long, which I know Jimmy as well. And I just thought, well, of course, that's what Jimmy does. Mm. Why did I think he was going to do anything differently? And he's lovely, Jimmy. And I love Jimmy to bits. And he's another hero of mine and stuff. Mm. I, for some reason, I thought he was going to be in a different role where it was going to be like, wasn't the Inbetweeners great? Didn't we all enjoy it? Why don't you guys tell us some stuff about how you felt about making it and what happened on this day? And can you tell us what happened behind the scenes and things like that? And there was even a bit that even made it to air. I thought they'd edit it out, where I'd started saying an anecdote and a story. And Jimmy was like, basically, oh, shut up for a second because we need to put Joe Thomas in this suitcase. And I was just, and then I was just like, oh, right. So we're not here to talk. We're here.
It's your show. It's not our show.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was.
I saw a clip of it and I thought, I'm going to switch this off and I'm going to, this is not, you know, this feels like a stitch up.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I was almost, I came home, I was nearly in tears when I got home that night.
Oh, mate.
And I didn't stick around and because obviously like everyone was going to have a drink afterwards and stuff. And I was like, I've got to go. So I just went home and I was like, I think I've just destroyed the Inbetweeners. It's the only thing professionally that I've done that was a success.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, dear listener. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Did you know this is just the best bits from our live show, The Late Night Alternative?
And sometimes I can't fit all the best bits in. Yes. So what we're saying is have a listen to our show and you can watch our show too on twitch.tv/IanLee.
IanLee. We do it live every weeknight, 9 o'clock UK time. That's 1 o'clock if you're in LA and 4 o'clock if you're in New York City. If you're elsewhere in the world, you have to work it out yourself. Google it.
Now, we're mostly go from 9 till 12, but sometimes we can go on longer. We can go on as long as we like, and we want you to be there. So have a listen to us, have a watch of us, twitch.tv/IanLee.
You can see now with the distance that that didn't destroy the in-betweeners. No one remembers that.
I don't, yeah. Yeah, people don't bring it up as much as I thought they would. And obviously, I mean, my wife summed it up best for me, because I was just like, everyone hates me, everyone thinks I've ruined this, they're all saying how much they hate me, and my wife just went, who's saying that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, everyone. And she went, I really don't think people are thinking about James Buckley right now.
I don't
know who you think you are, but people are trying to get on with their own lives and they're not worried about James Buckley. And I just sort of went, oh, yeah. You do get wrapped up in your own little world, don't you? And you'll get three tweets that will say, oh, you're a dick and all this. And you go, well, that's it. The whole world is against me. But then you've got to remember, you know, even when The Inbetweeners was, I don't know, getting 3 million viewers, I think, something like that, on the final series, which is great for like a cable channel, E4 or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's still... like, I don't like that's still a tiny percentage of our country, let alone the world. So, so sometimes you need to remember that, you know, because you were in this bubble and a few people went to see your films and a few people saw your TV show, if most people saw you on the street, 99.9% of people in this country wouldn't know who I was. And I need to remember that. I need to sort of get over myself.
When you're in it, it's tough. It's interesting because I'm this is kind of my last roll of the dice, and then I think I'm out. I've got a meeting on Thursday with a college. I think I'm going back to college to study in September, do a 2-year counselling course, and the plan is in 3 years is to be a trained counsellor and to knock this on the head, unless we become Twitch millionaires, in which case, oh, I'm sticking around. Yeah. But knock this on the head, and then, you know, if you get offered a Big Brother for 50 grand or, you know, a talking head for a grand, come and do that. But I'm done. I'm
kind
not
of done
this.
Chasing stuff, aren't you?
I can't give it.
And also, by the end of the radio show, I mean, I don't think I'm breaking any confidences to say that you were kind of hoping it would end, whichever way.
Yeah, I don't know. The Completed It Mate channel, though, is beautiful. You're getting around, well, every time I look, you're getting like 1,500, 2,000, 2,500 viewers. I haven't been in for a bit, but I kind of go in, and quite often with channels, I just sit there quietly and lurk, because I don't want people to go, hey, it's Ian Lee, let me...
Where's Amir Khan? Where's Amir Khan?
So is that the real Ian Lee? My God. And they either go, oh, you're brilliant, or you're a dick, get off. So I just kind of lurk, and I love watching your channel, because it's so chilled, and you obviously, and I know you do, you love video games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I love doing it. I really enjoy doing it so much. Like, there's nothing that makes me feel... because it's all... everything that's on the screen is me and my choices, and it feels great to have that control and to have people watch it as well. I know it's all, I know you always say, you know, look, I'd love doing this. I'd do it to two people and it'd be great. But to have, you know, like you say, a couple of thousand people tuning in every day.
Imagine 15-year-old you. What were you playing when you were 15?
Probably Vice City at that point.
Wow. Okay. So you, but imagine 15-year-old you playing that. Just imagining that at one point, some point in your life, 2,000 people are going to be there, chucking coins at you and watching you blast your way through a game. What a way to live!
Yeah, you couldn't. It was just inconceivable. It was, you couldn't imagine that back then, could you? That this would be a thing, that people would enjoy that. And obviously, during while everyone's been working from home and stuff, it's been nice to keeping people company. I've been in the background in people's houses where they have been alone, and they've, you know, I get incredible messages. It's saying, do you know what, you just being here has really helped. And but you never consider that, you never, and I know you'll get the same thing as well, Ian, where people will go, they'll message you and you go, look, you saved my life that night, just through, I mean, you know, you guys have literally saved people's lives. I've heard all about, you know, you two swooping in and stopping people from, you know, doing something dreadfully dramatic, that they would regret. It's nice that those people are still with us to be able to interact with and to send those messages, because life wouldn't be as good without that sort of stuff.
I don't like that Sea of Thieves game, though. That just
love
winds
it.
Me up.
Oh,
that
oh, winds I love
me
it so
up.
Much.
Are you still playing that? Because I've not been in for a couple of weeks.
Constantly. I'll let you know when we stop playing it.
Good.
But I love it so much. It's
and what's
so
lovely as well is you're playing with your viewers get the chance to come and play with you.
Yeah, it's great.
You must have had some real idiots, though. Come on.
No.
Completely screwing up the game and you're going, come on, do this.
Yeah, but that's content. That's still, you know, you either with this whole thing, you either win spectacularly or you fail spectacularly. It just has to be big and spectacular, and people love it, and you shout and holler and you get angry, or then you celebrate and you do something great. And it's just all of us sharing something that we all enjoy and that we're passionate about.
It's so much fun watching you and watching. I'm a big fan of Limmy, and there's a guy called Random British Dude, and there's a few people, and some of them have a couple of thousand. Random has about 50
people. And there's
people
like Black Mario who put loads of effort in. And there is not as many people watching who should be watching.
James,
incredible.
You've got to check out Black Mario. He's insane. It's wonderful. Black with a Q, and he's this black guy, and he dresses up like Mario. And it is fantastic. I love it. And just sitting watching people play video games. Yeah. I watch it more than I play them now.
It's only a matter of time. The people just have to do it for a while. That's it. That's all you've got to do, is you just got to keep doing it and commit to it and be regular.
Yeah.
And have a time when people know that you're going to be there, and it will grow.
I have one more question for you. Someone in the chat has said, someone's going to get murdered. I'm about to utter a code phrase. I have to ask you about your marinade.
Oh, my marinade.
is this a euphemism? What is this?
No, I'm a keen barbecuer and quite recently a smoker. I do like long, sort of 8, 9, 10 hour.
Smoking
ribs and briskets and things like that, but I've got a real simple marinade. If you like sort of steak and things like that,
yes, mate.
If you want it, and it does impress people. Like, you have people over and they go, "Oh my god, that tastes incredible!" It is just olive oil, Liam Perrins, soy sauce, balsamic vinegar, and some crushed garlic. Put that in with your steak. Leave it for 24 hours. Whack that on the grill, and it tastes incredible. And it's so easy that people think you're a genius. And
wow.
I swear by it.
I'm in. James, you've been so kind to me and to us, and it's appreciated, man. And thank you for your ongoing support. We think you're brilliant, yeah. And I hope you're happy, and I hope you stay happy. If you'll
I'm
get
great.
Happy.
And listen, I'm happier seeing you guys on Twitch, I've got to be honest. And look, I don't want to be selfish. It's disappointing to hear you say things like, do you know what, I'm going to go and do something. But that's what you've got to do, what you feel is right for you. But if it means anything to you, a lot of people are going to be sad if that happens. And that's a good thing.
That's more clients. You can counsel them.
Exactly. I want sad cases. When this is over, I'm going to come around. I'm going to suck your sauce off, boy. I want your marinade deep down my throat, okay?
Wow.
Sorry, did I deliver it too far? James, lovely to talk to you. Completed It, Mate, is the thing. Can we get a shout-out for James in the chat, please? Can we get a shout-out for this guy? And then someone puts the thing in, but you've got to say it in an American accent.
Oh, yeah, that's the key, is it?
Lovely to see you, mate. Take care.
Thank you so much, guys. Love to see you. Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
There we go.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.